Great Country Q94. That was Ty Gregory with Easy Loving You. And I have friends in the studio today. It's been a very busy day in the studio because we did Throwback Thursday. And then I kind of kicked them out and was like, come on in. And we've got Ty Gregory here. So welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We talked a lot off air. You are a native Tennessee son.
Born and raised.
Absolutely. Born and raised. Where at in Tennessee?
A little bit outside of Nashville, probably about an hour east.
Yeah. Okay.
So most people move there from somewhere else and then say they're from Nashville, but I'm actually from there. So.
Like, no, I am actually from here.
Right,
like,
yeah.
This is really like home to me.
Yep.
There's not a lot of those.
Few and far between.
Actually, everybody
asks me that. Like, where are you really from?
I think I did.
Yeah, you said,
I'm from Tennessee. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, everybody that comes in here says they're from Tennessee. I get that. But where like is home?
Yeah.
So, born and raised outside of Nashville. What's that like, first off? Because it's like kind of, well, it is the country music hotbed. Everybody and their brother wants to be a country singer, right?
Yeah, pretty much. So everything in Nashville is, everybody comes there to be a country singer. And I was born and raised around all that. So it's just kind of like another day at the office for me, to see country music artists walking down the road or anything like that. You know, most people would be kind of starstruck, I guess you'd say. But I'm kind of right there in that soup kitchen of legendary country artists and with session musicians and everything else. So it's just kind of a normal day for me. But
not every major country singer has like a penthouse in Nashville. You know,
right.
They all live outside of Nashville.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's very normal.
Yep.
You grew up in this environment. What made you go, all right, you know what? I'm gonna do this.
So grew up listening to like 90s country, the Joe Diffie stuff we talked about Joe earlier. That's what I grew up really listening to and really digging. And then I got into the whole rock scene and I found out that I sucked at being a rock musician. So I was like, country it is, I can't get around. You don't have like a body for pop music. So I couldn't, so that was out too, I was like, hey, average guys in country, here I am,
So. Yeah. You've always been into music then.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Always been. Is that like a Tennessee thing? Because I feel like maybe it's a growing up outside of Nashville thing.
Well,
the
weird thing, I don't know where you're going exactly with your question, but like I'm the only person in my family that has ever played. Like,
okay.
There is zero musicians in my family. Not even in my fifth cousin twice removed. there's no musicians.
Well, that's what I was going to get at.
No,
is like,
none.
Did you come from like a family of music?
No.
If you went through all my, nobody in my family is a musician, and I would struggle to find somebody off the street that could be like, yeah, I can just pick up a tune and start singing.
Yeah, no.
I didn't know if that was a thing where, every one of your buddies has always wanted to be a singer growing up outside of Nashville.
No, there was quite a few musicians in school, that we used to play with growing up. And I guess they probably got me into it because, I started when I was 12 or 13, maybe, somewhere around there. And, but just enjoying music really got me into it, wanting to create, what I was listening to, I always felt that I had the ideas in my head, that would create, good music or melodies or whatever. So that's kind of when I started putting songs together when I was a kid and writing, and it's just kind of led to where it's at now.
So you like writing music?
Oh, yeah. I'm a singer-songwriter for sure. Yeah.
I always talk about this. There's the singers and the songwriters,
yep.
And they really get into it, and that's their passion. And, their notes app is filled with half-written songs.
That's mine, yeah.
And
you know, they're groceries from Walmart and Amazon.
Yeah, they're always always writing a song. And then there's the artists who, they love the music, but their rush is being on a stage.
Yeah.
And they've never written a song in their life, and they don't know.
And there's people. Look at George Strait. He's made how much money off of singing other artists' song, and he does a great job at it.
It turns out he had an okay career.
He had an okay career. Yeah.
Never wrote his own songs, but I think it worked out for him. Jason Aldean's another one.
Yeah.
Not
which
known
his band
for his...
is writing his music now.
Yeah.
Or I say not all of it, but like his last two albums, his actual immediate band, they've written a lot of the songs.
Yeah, and it's kind of crazy that hey, it's working out for him too.
Yeah.
But then there's, artists like Miranda Lambert where you know exactly what's going on in their life because
they wrote a song about
it. Or a lady named Taylor Swift. She tends to do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you are out on a radio tour. So far, what has been the highlight of the whole radio tour, not just this leg, or what is something that you're like, wow, had I not gone on a radio tour, that would not have happened in my life.
Honestly, just meeting people. You know, I mean, I keep up with all these people that we talk to on the radio tours. Because, I mean, why come all the way out here from Tennessee to Wisconsin if I'm never going to talk to you again? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
At least, you know, even if it's just an email saying, hey, thanks for having me. You know, you'll see you next year or something like that. But just making relationships is the biggest thing for me. And that's what it's all about. You know, it's networking. When you're in music and you're in Nashville, you know, if you know a person, that person knows the same person that you know. And then, you know, it's just like a huge tree, you know, a family tree.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Yes.
So everybody knows everybody, I can assure you that.
Yeah, Nashville is a big city that everybody knows everybody.
Yep, that's
yeah.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about your single. We played it before, Easy Loving You. Talk mm-hmm. a little bit about that one.
Yeah, so I wrote that song earlier this year, me and some buddies, and it just come from, you know, it's a thing that everybody experiences, you know, it's like, you know, everybody's got families, everybody's got, you know, whether you have children and wives or not, but everybody has a family at some point, and It's about just kind of being stuck in the monotony of that, and just kind of like, you know, you're just burned out. You just want to get away from it all, you know. So the chorus in that one says, you know, I want to point my wheels out west. You know, I had a buddy that was going through some stuff at the time, and he said, man, he goes, I just want to say, you know, screw everything and get out of here. Just take off, you know. He's like, I'll come back. But he goes, I just want to go, you know. And I was like, cool, man, I understand. So I turned that into a song. But it's just about, you know, the same struggles that everybody goes through. You know, you wake up in the morning, you don't want to go to work. Because you just don't want to do it sometimes, yeah. You know. But it's kind of about that. But you always come back to the core. And there's always one thing that brings you back, whether it is a family or you know, whatever it is, you know. But that's what the song's about.
All right, we are talking with Ty Gregory here in studio today. Anything else you want to add? Anything? Obviously, how can people find your music?
Yeah,
so, I mean, it's 2023. You just
it's 2013. It. Yeah, can we take it back to 2013?
Yeah, let's go back.
So yeah, we're on all the socials: Facebook, Instagram. So,
are you a TikToker?
So it's there. I didn't say I've ever TikToked, but it is there, you know. But yeah.
I feel like I'm too old for TikTok. When TikTok came out, I said I can't do it.
Yeah,
I can't. I can't add another one.
Well, you know, I've got a daughter, like I was telling you a minute ago, and sometimes I'm like, how do you use this? Show me this, you know. And she's like, come on, Dad. You know, you just need to get off of it if you can't figure it out. But
my 16-year-old, she will say, I'll send her a reel off Instagram because I am a true millennial.
That's what I do.
And that I will find my TikToks on Instagram.
That's exactly
reels.
That's what I do.
Ask weeks these guys after over they're here, popular.
I blow their messenger up with
yes.
reels through Instagram.
Yes.
This
yes.
morning we was watching a little puppy dog riding the back of a pig eating some lettuce. It was cute, you know.
Yes.
But you can't, you know, it's
yeah.
awesome.
I can't have TikTok and Instagram. Like it, I'm sorry, I can't. Yeah. I am a 38-year-old woman. I do not need another social media platform in my life.
Yeah.
I
understand. But yeah, we're on all those, and I do my best to keep up, you know, updated on mostly Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
The other stuff, it gets some attention every now and then. But,
yeah.
But yeah, you can find pretty much anything there.
All right. Yeah. Well, thanks for stopping in. Thanks yep. for hanging out with us. Check out his single, Easy Loving You. It's Ty Gregory here on Q94.